pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Barbara DiGennaro?
Here.
Tom DiNofrio?
Here.
Bev Moran?
Here.
Joe DiMartino?
Here.
Evelyn Browning?
Here.
Ron Sill?
Here.
Jim DiMartino is absent. Louis Alloa is absent, excused, and Charlie Sampson.
Here. Jimmy's excused also.
Jimmy's excused also, okay. Gotcha, okay.
Okay, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, I'd like to make two additions under new business. Item 9.4, Senior Senate Monetary Fund. And under item 9.5, resolution authorizing the issuance of refunding bonds. I have no deletions, no corrections.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Did the senior center go back to ops?
So that's when it comes up. I'm going to put it right there.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Yes, sir.
Mark Carfalo, 95 Academy Hill Road, Derby. Former member of the Board of Apportionment Taxation, Board of Aldermen, Mayor, now Town Clerk. I want to speak on two items that are on your agenda tonight. The first of which is number 832, which is regarding the sale of tax liens. I urge you to ask very tough, detailed questions and not rush into this matter in the sale, regarding the sale of tax liens. Sale of tax liens is a last-ditch attempt. The city has many tools in its toolbox in order to collect taxes, among which is the tax sale, which we've done, and in the past, and at least two or three times before. When you sell the tax liens, they're sold to a private company, and those companies can go after anybody with the full force and effect of the city without regard for their financial situation. And there's been studies done where it impacts the people that can least afford to pay, because once it's turned over, they go collect the money and they add their fees and their legal fees. And these are not people that you don't know. They're people that you know. They're our neighbors, our family, our friends. Sometimes they get behind. And if you sell, there's no detail. It was just brought up briefly at the operations and procedures meeting. And the criteria needs to be set as to what liens there will be and or the option of having the city pursue that money through their own means, through the Office of the Tax Collector. I urge you to get the input from the tax collector's office and to not move quickly on this, but to take the time to make sure you understand what you're getting into, because it could have very difficult ramifications for those that might be as early as 6 months behind in their taxes for a year, and they might be in some financial kind of problem. And then there's all these fees that are added on, because that's how the companies make their money. So I just urge you to scrutinize this and make sure that before it's put out to bid, that you look at it with a careful eye. The other item is number 9.5 that you added onto your agenda tonight, the reissuance of bonds. As a veteran, you might say, of these boards and commissions and so forth. This is a major issue. It sounds like a very simple motion to reissue and refinance bonds. I urge you also to tread very carefully. This was not on the posted agenda. It's being added tonight to authorize the reissuance of those bonds without any notice to the public. And, you know, let's not forget, we are here to do the public's business. And what is the cost and of issue, you know, reissuing those bonds. You might save us money today, but what is the cost going forward? So, sure, the texts and calls are being going out now to the free world. But this is an important issue for the city, because if we have a plan, then that plan should be vetted through this board, the full, and what is the impact of the plan? And the transparency of it, to make sure that people know what's going on and how this stuff happens in the public eye, because we're in a crisis. And we're not blaming, but you have a responsibility to make sure that the public's interest is safeguarded. So it's not just a simple vote to refinance bonds without understanding the implications. So I urge you to look at this with a careful eye and be sure that the public's interest is safeguarded. Thank you very much.
Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third call. Closed. 6.1. Finance director.
Apologize to my parents.
Well, you were doing God's work today at St. Mary's Festival, so.
Thank you. Doesn't happen often.
Any questions for the finance department?
Thank you, sir.
Police department, Jerry was not available. He sent his report. Any question? All right. Fireworks went good. Certain things, I mean, you had a successful pump from what it was. So. Grateful for them. All right, 6.3, fire marshal. Phil, I personally want to thank you for a great fireworks display. That you were there, you want to monitor it. Everything was good. There was no reported incidents. Thank you. Fire department. OEM. Mark. Storms. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. Continue the good work. Board of Ed. Doc's here.
Any headway on the fence? Part with the field and everything?
We headway on.
Still trying to.
Softball fence?
Softball fence.
6.3.
We brought it to that committee.
Yeah, you jumped ahead.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right, I'm waiting.
PW, Ed, any questions for PW, please?
Oh, I read your email. The key fobs are for the gas?
You're working.
Okay. Any problem so far?
A few glitches. It'll take a week or so. Okay.
One other question. Patty told me the other day, was the bid closed and awarded on the gas tank removal?
Yep, we did that this morning. Company is giving it early August start date. I think you have a copy of the prices that came in.
No.
I thought you did.
No.
The company is out of Bloomfield. It's Red Technologies. It was a low bid price of $16,390 with a price of $125 of contaminated soil, which was the second lowest of the prices.
And that's additional when they remove it, the contamination?
As they discover the soil, as it's tested and they discover the amount of, if there's any contamination, per ton, they take out.
And they've been around for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I would recommend it. Patty's got
a half dozen
different cities and towns who have recommended it.
They do work up in Massachusetts, even. Yeah, very well known.
Maybe they're going to start when? You said for August?
Well, they started the DEP notification already.
Okay.
And August 5th is their notice proceed for the tank removal, all that stuff, and take 4 days.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I'm just, are we still going to stay with working with Ansonia, or are we looking to put our own tank system in? Because that's going to have to be the next part of this.
Right.
At some point, that decision will have to be made whether we go in another direction or we stay with Ansonia. I would recommend that we see how Ansonia works.
Okay.
For a certain amount of time. We put a bit of work into this.
Right. Now listen, this part had to be done, but right, yeah, we have to.
Well, we had to get the tanks removed, so we had to do something.
I'm just kind of curious on the thought behind the, you know, where we might be headed after all this.
Well, this is initially was a temporary fix.
Is it year to year that we do?
Well, we have a.
We had an
agreement.
An agreement. I think we had a notification of a termination.
Yes, that is correct.
We could get out.
Right. So this was an initial, because September we need to be out. September has to be shut down. It's 30 years.
Which they have to be out of the ground by September.
Yes. So the board, if I'm not mistaken, agreed to a temporary agreement to do this. And so this
right,
is.
Right. No, I fully understand that. I'm just kind of, I'm just kind of getting your thoughts, Ed, as far as, you know, we're still in a wait and see pattern to see how this co-mingling with Ansonia goes, the regionalization with Ansonia goes, or are we thinking maybe now we should probably go out and look at our own system yet again?
Well, again, I would recommend that we go with the Ansonia remedy
right
for now. I mean, I don't know how long.
Okay.
If it works, it works. If there's not an issue, if everything works fine, why change it?
All you have to say is, Charlie, We have no data yet, and we need to get more. Understood.
We didn't know if we were moving forward or anything else.
Well, remember that, and that has restrictions on it. So right, that agreement and the availability of getting there, getting the gas, and doing that. So there are restrictions. So
right.
Well, the restrictions are, but it's
the restrictions that we have are very workable.
Yeah.
We're not going to have an issue.
Right.
So let's let it run for a little while.
Right. Emergency can get in there, and everybody else that needs to get in there during working hours.
Right.
So it works out good. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
When will we get a report from them?
I will have a full report for your next meeting.
Okay.
I didn't include a report. Our system is completely not working now, so I can't give you numbers. We've only been over there.
Yeah. That's what I just asked.
10 days.
Okay.
By next meeting.
Any other questions? Okay. WPCA. Ed, welcome. Any questions for WPCA?
A lot of numbers here. As long as you know what they mean, we're good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Building Department.
Carlo's not here, but if you have anything for him, I'll take him. You know, unless I know what it is you're looking for.
Congratulations. What's that? Great.
Don't tell him, I just say congratulations.
No. You bring that up. All right, facilities.
I thought I asked before, but I'm pretty sure, but I don't know if I asked on the record. Is 27 Academy Hill on your list?
They're on our list. We've sent letters to 27 and 33.
Yeah, 33 is.
Yeah, and if they fail to remediate by the subcommittee meeting in 2 weeks, we're going to ask that it be put on the next official light list. And there were a couple of others that came up, even though I didn't send you a report because I didn't realize these were going to come after. The board should probably know that we're going to go out and try to get 106, 108 for clean and lean. Because
106,
it's, yeah, Hawthorne Avenue, because in the back, somebody's piled all trash, garbage, and everything from that property. So we haven't done one in a couple of years. We've done, I think, like five clean and leans in the past. So we're going to have to do something with that because it's affecting all the neighbors that are in that area. So somebody's going to get a call, so I figure I better tell you that's very active. And next month, we're also going to be seeking some people to come to us that are starting to renovate their properties. Well, one of them just purchased 210 Hawkins Street, and he's putting all new siding on it, renovating the inside of the house. He's going to be seeking a waiver for the blight fine. That's third party, so he could actually seek that because by ordinance. 196, we're in discussion with 196 Hawkins Street. We're in discussion with the owner to try to get the remediation on that. And we're also working to do something about 201 Hawkins Street. 201 Hawkins Street, the bank reneged on that right from the get-go. They did pay $5,000, but they never fulfilled their obligations. We worked on that this week. I was working with Carmen, and it's like a few of us were working on that particular thing. And it's still in the name of the original owner. However, we found that there was a transfer of properties 5 times in one day back about 2 years ago. So we're going to try to find out what the scoop is on that. I think the city should be seeking a re-foreclosure on that.
33 Academy, they had their, I looked it up today on the judicial website. So there was a successful bidder because they had the foreclosure sale on June 27th. So there's a successful bidder purchasing, but it won't get approved into the court until like August 14th or something, just so you're aware of that.
Yeah, we don't usually get the notification. That's why sometimes it's hard for us to track which bank has it as they start to go through the process.
But it's a familiar name individual that purchased, well, the successful bidder.
Oh, okay. We can work directly with them and we won't have to do all this other stuff there. Thanks.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, what I'll do is when I'm here on Monday, I'll go onto the judicial website with you, and I'll show you how you can, for those matters, if you're aware there's a foreclosure, you can sign up for email alerts. So this way, the court will automatically send you what's going on. A lot of it's not going to have any meaning to you, but at least you can follow it and you can raise it to my attention if you feel it's necessary.
Also, the health department has been contacted for health violations on both these properties.
Anything else for facilities?
Thank you.
Parking division.
Patty, do we have any money to improve security there? Like the end of the cameras and the...
Sure, and we're going to go out to bid again. We went out once before. We had the $8,000, so that's a year old, so...
Because right now we have no cameras working, right?
No cameras working right now. And I think we can even approve and put them in the
I said that last year, too.
In the stairwell. But then last time we thought we might have a buyer, too, one time. But can't give it away. Yeah.
I know.
And so I think the cameras in the stairwells and one in the elevator would be very helpful.
So you're working on it. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll put that out to bid. That's something we were discussing. And plan on having, and I was going to ask you and all the women out of Browning, we need to have a meeting with all the employees. We'll come to Jesus. So.
Very good. Thank you.
Still looking for that gun that you were looking for the other night?
I asked selfish, you know, for it is. He wouldn't give me his.
And the staff did a great job for the fireworks. They had it all set up. They really did a great job.
And you know, and unfortunately, some people did still make it up to the roof.
Okay.
Next
year, you need
a lot better communication.
Well, you need to be involved in the pre-planning.
I'm just worried about traffic with kids, and they're excited, and someone hitting someone. That's my only.
Well, that was kind of a last-minute deal, so you can't get.
Well, we had a pre-event meeting.
Yep.
You should. Parking division should have been invited to that. So next year, we're making a note, and you'll definitely be there. But I think you guys did a phenomenal job. Thank you. Revolving loan. Questions? Right.
Just on that one, the one question that has been carried forward is on the agenda, so we'll address it later in the meeting.
Okay. Chief of Staff? Okay. Economic Development, Carmen's excused today. Corporate Counsel, planning, zoning, labor council, and outside council. Any questions?
I don't know what this guy's doing, but that fine report he gives us every week, every month, I don't see it in here.
I'll give you two next month.
You're the best. Thank you, Ben.
12 font.
Parks and Rec.
We did have one thing of interest to the board, and with Parks and Rec, of course, it's in the minutes, but we're going to have a special meeting on Tuesday in regard to the facility, the new facility up at the park, so that we can get this finally in place so we know who the workers are going to be and how it's going to look.
All right, Cultural Commission. See anybody? They did a good job on the Summer Fest there.
Hopefully next month they'll have a report for this month, but hopefully next month they'll have the cash and expense report.
Website reported tickets.
Just have one question, probably Mark. There's a number on here of date name inquiry directed to which department. But a lot of the directed to are the same people who are asking us the questions. How does that happen?
What number?
6.19.
No, which?
Let's take number one here on Good Morning, like holding our Derby Day. Put in by Elia Roldan. Directed to Elia Roldan.
Which means that we just responded back to her.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Because there was a couple others later on that piqued my interest. Is there a volunteer youth program directed to Roger McKinney, from Roger McKinney? It's on the second page there, bottom.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm sure that what that means is that we would respond.
I just want to make sure people got.
We have a system that the responses are tracked. Okay. So when we do that, it's an issue that we just answer the question and refer them to the meeting.
That one in particular, I don't think that street is in Derby.
No, actually, that one's in Derby.
It is?
Either Kansas or Vermont.
No,
it's not. We get them from. I think there was another one.
Kansas.
That might have been a police issue that was definitely
Kansas. We always get Kansas.
But you took care of it.
Any other questions?
How's their handle? I'm good.
620 Athletic Complex Building Committee. Joe? Yeah. All right. Field House Baseball Field.
Hit him, Joe.
Doc, you're up.
Put him on.
You jumped the gun before.
It's all right.
How are we doing with the with the portable fence for softball?
So at this particular time, the committee entertained the idea of putting it up after some research on the fences, and the AD from Plainville joined the meeting and advised the board not to purchase a portable fence. They've tried a couple different type fences. None of them have worked. They're much more of a distraction than they are a help. So at this time, the committee has not taken it up since that time, but that's where that stands.
And Doc is actually being kind of nice. What the gentleman said to us was the first fence that they purchased didn't last the first year. The second fence that they purchased, not only didn't it last, but it took 3 hours to put up before the game and 3 hours to take down after the game. So, we're kind of in a quandary there.
On the record, so it's on the record, it's certainly not fair to the softball team to leave the field the way it is. You cannot play on that field with the length that it is for girls softball. And I don't think it's fair to the girls. I don't think it's fair to the softball program that we got taken off our field They put that brand-new field on and no consideration for the girls. Any gapper or any ball hit over their head is an automatic home run, and that is not fair to the kids. It's a game-changer, and somebody needs to be looking out for the girls. And I'm going to push that issue. I'm sure I can get Ms. Moran to back me on that issue, since she's a former coach and former softball coach, and something needs to be done. It's not fair. It's not right. You know, the girls need a place to play where it's fair to them too. So something needs to be done.
When's the next meeting? Are you going to be at the next?
Every 2 weeks. So the next meeting is next Thursday at 5:30 at the middle school.
And Joe, you go to a lot of places that play. Did you ever come across the portable fences? Or anybody have them? Or
Williamby's another town that has them, and it has had the same problems that Plainville has. The coach was more than, and the AD there, more than helpful in terms of put us in touch with anybody who has them. But he said you're going to get the same story.
The whole issue is that
when this
first came about, the girls were supposed to get a brand new field up on top. And then because of the money situation, there is no brand new field for them up on top. And to me, the girls got put off to the side, and it's not right. Mm-hmm. We got to do something.
Yeah, the field that we play on now, does it have a fence at Bradley?
No, but it's a grass field. The ball's not going to roll and take off like it will on a turf field. That's the issue.
And we even play tournaments there, Joe.
Can we play tournaments there?
No.
I mean, even in the old field, though, it was not a fence, even in the current location.
Correct.
So we've never had a fence on a softball field.
But it was a grass field. Well,
yeah. Today.
Much, much different than turf.
Whatever solutions people have, please bring them forward. But we did at least research the issue and had the individual join the meeting by phone to explain to the committee the pros and cons. But and that's where it was left. So it's not a dead discussion, but certainly if there's other solutions that you know of, that other people have successfully used, I think the committee's more than willing to listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, Doc, thank you. Once again, thank you for everything going on recently, and I really appreciate all the support. All right, number 7.1, approval of minutes. Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, June 13, 2019.
So move.
Second. Do we have a discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7.1.2, move to approve the minutes of the special meeting, June
24, 2019. So move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Discussion? All approved. Refund of taxes, 7.2, move to approve tax refunds in amount of $11,146.46, dated July 3rd, 2019. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. 7.3, appointments of boards and commission. 7.3.1, Western Connecticut Convention of Visitor Bureau. Move to approve the appointment of Jack Walsh to the Board of Directors of the Western Connecticut Convention of Visitors and Bureaus.
So move.
Effectively, immediately, as recommended by myself.
So move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 8, committee reports.
8.1.1, 26 Camptown Road. I'll make a motion to remove 26 Camptown Road from the blight list.
Have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? So carried.
8.1.2, 435 New Haven Avenue. I'll make a motion to remove 435 New Haven Avenue from the blight list.
Have a second? Discussion?
Just for next month, because we didn't have anything in our packet. I know one's a subcommittee, but got nothing. No documents. Just realized that.
On which ones? Those?
The ones that are on the agenda. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the agenda because they were brought forward.
The removals? Oh, the removals. All right. Okay, but still. All right, no big deal.
Okay.
No big deal.
Any other more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? So carried. 8.2, community relations.
8.2.1, committee for disposition of the Derby fire alarm boxes. Move to appoint Ron Sill, chair, Mike Kelleher, Thomas Leonard, senior, Melissa Laskowski, and Kelly Curtis as the committee to recommend the procedure for the disposition of the decommissioned fire alarm boxes to the Board of Alderman Alderwoman.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? So carried.
8.2.2, vendor license applications of Power Home Remodeling Group. You have them in your packet. Move to approve vendor license applications of Doug Perry, Will McCann, Mike Dean, Thomas Huber, Mike Malkowski, and Miles Pompey Grove of the Power Home Remodeling Group for the door-to-door sales of energy-efficient retrofits of windows, sidings, roofs, and doors.
No second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? So carried. 8.3, operations and procedures.
Item 8.3.1 is Financial Real Estate LLC revolving loan collection. I make a motion to initiate litigation against the borrowers and guarantors to recover the non-payment of this revolving loan and empower Corporation Counsel to take all necessary action.
For the second?
Second.
Yeah. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Stand. So carried.
Okay. Item 8.3.2, sale of tax liens, RFP. Maybe prior to maybe having a discussion, maybe Attorney Marino could tell full board what he told the operations and procedures last week, 2 weeks ago.
Do I have a second?
There's no second. Motion yet.
Oh, no motion.
Go ahead.
No, not yet. I discussed this with the subcommittee at their meeting, and as part of the 8-point mitigation plan to address the budget issue that the city just went through, we were exploring ways of bringing capital into the city as quickly as possible, and one of the ways would be to sell the tax liens, which are about $1.3 million, more or less, depends on the day that we check the number, because payments are coming in, even though we're basing it on a list that existed as a certain date. And I reviewed the charter, and I reviewed the ordinances. Since the charter provision that would require an RFP would not relate to this transaction, and the competitive bidding ordinance, when I reviewed it, which is it does not relate to the sale of an asset. It relates to the purchasing of items. The statute allows you to contract direct with a specific vendor. So it's really up to you as a board of how you want to proceed. You can proceed by simply, and my recommendation at this point, unless you feel you're going to accomplish something through an RFP, the sale of tax liens will be for no less than 100% of the tax that is due, plus 100% of the interest that is due, plus any lien fees and penalties and costs incurred for any pending foreclosures. So the city will be made whole, and generally speaking, will receive a premium on the asset. So because you get an 18% interest. So, you know, normally you'll get a couple of basis points above 100%. So if you go out for an RFP, you know you're going to get, you very well are likely to get matching submissions, and then you'll just have to pick between the vendors. I've been working with Attorney Ed Marcus of the Marcus Law Firm, who represents most of these entities. He has recommended that we engage in negotiations with Tower. Tower is the largest entity that acquires real estate liens from municipalities, and he believes will be the best option for the city should the city decide to pursue this vehicle. What I would like, if you are inclined to proceed in this direction, is simply to authorize the mayor and myself to engage in a negotiation with that with a third-party vendor, and then bring back to this body or to the subcommittee in the first instance a recommendation based upon an actual document, because you will have to approve ultimately a contract to sell if you're going to go in that direction. And at the moment, I did not want to have any conversations with anyone regarding the sale until I knew what the will of this body was and whether or not you were in favor of selling the tax liens.
So I know we didn't have a lengthy discussion about it, but so what do we consider an actual tax lien? Already recorded on the land records by the city as a delinquent, as a lien?
No.
Are we going back, you know, from the grand list? The year before, so
going back from the beginning, going back 15 years, because all taxes that I had Denise, the tax collector, run a list of all taxes that are in arrears, some of which were in 2019, so we go back to 2004 forward, and we've captured all of those liens. And the way that the process would work is the third-party vendor would acquire our real estate liens and the associated WPCA liens relating to the same property. The reason for that is we don't want to put the WPCA in a position where the city has sold the real estate liens to a third party, and then the WPCA is in also delinquent and then is going to be behind the third party that we've sold it to. So the Attorney Marcus has said that the third-party vendors will also acquire our WPCA liens, but I'm going to have to go to the WPCA for authority for that, because they are the ones who are that. So the process would be the city would get an infusion of capital the day that follows the meeting where the contract to sell is approved by this body and also the WPCA.
So let's just take, for instance, IO taxes from from the grand list of 2015. Well, actually, that won't make sense. So I owe this last year, but then I'm current on this year. I can become current.
You can't.
You can't, because you got to take.
You got to apply to the old.
So I just feel like I don't have enough information. I'm trying to formulate the questions to understand it better.
Right. So think of it this way. The tax collector is obligated to collect taxes, right? So she has the discretion to collect taxes, whether it be through a foreclosure or taxpayer just come in and pay it. This will bring all of your taxes that are outstanding current through the current grand list year. So the tax collector's office will have no unpaid tax liens because they all will have been sold.
And so they're also, then next year I become delinquent again. It doesn't go to this.
But as a matter of contract, the third party vendor will be contractually obliged to purchase all succeeding grand list years, or risk, if they fail to purchase those succeeding grand list years, that grand list year, so for example, as I just said, if you're 2015 and now it's 2016, and you're gonna pay 2016, but you didn't pay 2015, well, you can't do that because it would go to 2015. As a matter of contract, now we would have that authority. So if they refuse to buy that succeeding year's grand list tax arrearage, that so we'd be at the 2018 grand list, that would take priority over what we sold. So the city would always be in first priority. So they would have no option but to purchase the succeeding tax years, or they would lose their priority position.
But the purchasing the succeeding tax years is only if they're delinquent, or they're doing it no matter what?
Well,
that's kind of the question.
Only if they're delinquent, obviously, because there's no need to purchase anything that we can't sell something that doesn't exist, or
right.
They can't purchase something that doesn't exist. However, you know, if someone's in arrears, the likelihood that they're going to come forward and pay a succeeding year and not address the issue with Tower in the first instance, or whoever is the third party, is highly unlikely. The other thing that I want to make a point is that Attorney Marcus said that the third-party vendors will honor all current payment plans. So if we have a payment plan with a constituent that's $100 a month, they will honor that as long as the constituent is current in making those payments.
So they honor that, but they don't enter into payment plans with anybody, correct? They just, they're trying to collect.
I don't know if they do or they don't. They will honor ours that we have entered into. I have represented clients who are being foreclosed by these entities, and I have been able to work out forbearance agreements and things of that nature as a defense counsel. So it would be up to the, would it be an ad hoc case by case basis, I would say, depending upon what is owed and what the situation is. But the other point of this is that as part of trying to emerge from the budget issues that the city just dealt with, the city is going to be engaging in a meeting with the credit rating agencies. And we've laid out an 8-point plan to try to not only move forward, but to restore our fund balance and actually bring a fund balance up to a 10% mark, and to really show and broadcast to the rating agencies that, notwithstanding what the city just went through, the city is solvent and has a plan, an action plan, and is executing on that action plan. And so this is one of the 8 steps that we would like to be able to project to the rating agencies. I think we're meeting next week or the week after, that we've already started doing things that we've said we were going to do. So obviously the decision is yours. What may come if we do not sell these tax liens is simply you're not going to have that quick infusion of capital. You still have money. It's not that you need the quick infusion of capital for purposes of paying your today's bills, but it's part of the action plan to move the city forward and restore the fiscal health of the city. These are liens that have to get paid by the taxpayers in any event, or we take the property through foreclosure and then resell the property. So this is, accelerating the payment of all the outstanding liens. And actually, because of some concerns I've had in the tax office, and it's a way of bringing that office to current and allowing them to kind of correct the errors that we've experienced.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You said they go back 15 years?
Yes, that's by statute.
Okay. Do we have to give them 15? Can we say they go back 2004 up to like 2016 and give the people that haven't paid maybe a little more time? Or not?
Well, I would say if someone is in delinquency for more than 2 years.
Okay, we were up to 2018, so they're 1 year behind.
Right. I would say if you wanted to hold back any tax liens, then hold back tax liens where someone's, you know, 1 or 2 years delinquent, because those people may, you know, but if anyone's more than 2 years delinquent,
right.
You know, then the likelihood that they're going to be coming forward tomorrow or next year with payment is...
So we could offer 2004 to 2018, not 19, leave 19 out.
Yeah, so when you go by the grand list years, because that's how it works, so we're currently, the tax that just became due July 1st is the 2018 grand list year. So if you wanted to sell the 04 to 17 or 04 to 16, that's totally up to you.
I'm for, you know, making people pay their taxes. I pay my taxes. Yeah. But
the only carve out,
you know, somebody, like Mark said, some people may be having a little trouble right, right now. But if you haven't paid them since 17.
Right. Well, and I was going to say, the only carve out I would recommend is if someone is in arrears for more than 2 years, then even though they owe 17 and 18 or just, then they should be included in the sale. Absolutely. If you're going to go in that direction. But if it's only 18 or only 17, then that, you know, you can hold those back and try to work out a plan of payment or collection with them.
But we haven't actually seen the list.
Do we see the list?
There is a list that, short answer is yes, you can see the list. And the reason why I didn't include it is because I'm trying to put it in a form that is usable, and it's actually more cumbersome than it sounds, because for purposes of sale, I want, you know, we have to be able to identify volume and page and map block and lot and the program that the tax collector has. It's just not like hitting a button.
So we could allow you to go out and negotiate, but it's not definite.
It comes back to here, and nothing happens until you approve the contract. So this is just giving, we didn't want to take any steps forward on an assumption, because if you said you don't want to do it, then we're wasting our time. But if this sounds like a good idea, you still have the ultimate right to say no, but we will advance it and bring it, I could bring it either back to ops first, probably in 2 weeks, or we could come back to the full board, whatever the pleasure is.
Okay.
Andrew?
If I could, real quick, just in addition to what Mark and Alderman D'Onofrio just said, I think we have some of the same concerns when it comes to people who are maybe close to current or trying. There's also the issue of, I'll use the example of Bella's across the street. Bella's is so far gone and so close, like, I don't think we're at the point where we'd want to sell that lien. We might want to retain that property in the middle of our redevelopment district because it's probably more valuable. So I think it would probably be a useful exercise for us to collectively look at the list and cherry pick certain things that we want to keep from selling. So Carmen and I had discussed that from an economic development perspective.
We could do that too.
But also, sure. I think we have to recognize the human element that the top clerk brought to everybody's attention. Those two things, I think we do have to take a closer look, but I do think conceptually we have to do this.
Why don't you ask Charlie? He wants to bring it back to the ops or the full board. He wasn't here.
Yeah, so the suggestion is that I ultimately bring back to either the full board or the subcommittee a proposed contract for consideration by this board at its next meeting. But I did not want to do anything without first getting some authority from this board that this is a direction that you're interested in going in.
So I have a couple questions, even though I did miss the last comments. Like Andrew just stated, how long will it take us to look at this grant list and come forward with a list of properties that we just don't want, or a list of tax?
I can send to everyone tonight what the tax collector provided to me. By email. The only thing I would say is, do not respond to all. If you have any questions, just respond to me, because we don't want to form it in a legal meeting. That list is incomplete in that it doesn't include, it's challenging in that it has the name, it has the grand list, it has some other information, but doesn't actually have the street address. So when I'm looking at it, I'm saying, well, what is, like, there could be ABC company, but they own six properties. I don't know which property we're talking about. So I can send you the list and you can look at it for what it's worth, but I'm working on getting a more accurate list so you have a better understanding of what properties we're talking about.
My only other comment would be, and once again, also taking in not only the properties you're talking about, what Mark's talking about, you know, people are just catching up, is that I think it would answer a lot of questions if we actually had a contract that we could read well, prior to the next meeting, that you could bring to the ops board, you know, mine, right? You're the one that's got to put it on the agenda, but if we had an actual contract to see what it entails and then be able to bring that to the full board.
And even have the list.
Right.
You know, again, I understand the position that the city is in, but to me, we've done tax sales in the past. I understand this is a quick buck. I mean, that's exactly what it is, but, you know, I want to make sure that it is what it is. We understand what it is, and I'm not sold on it yet, and I know we're probably under a time constraint, but, you know, we certainly can get things done within a period of time.
From my perspective, a positive direction, a positive vote tonight only sends a signal that the aldermen are interested in proceeding, not that you've approved anything, and that will at least allow us during our discussion with the agency, the rating agencies, to project something positive that we're moving in a direction of actually completing the action plan. Doesn't mean we're gonna do it. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but it gives us something to talk about. With those credit rating agencies, because the concern is that in light of the way the audits have read over the last couple of years, that you don't want to run the risk of a major downgrade, because then when you go out for borrowing, it'll cost you more money. It'll cost the taxpayers more money. Mm-hmm. So we want to do what we can do to preserve the credit rating as best as we can, or minimize any downgrade that might be realized in order to ultimately save money if and when you go out for borrowings. So that's really the purpose of this. Because on a cash flow basis, the city is solvent. That we don't have fiscal problems in reality. It's all on paper because of accounting principles. Do you absolutely have to do this? No. Should you do this to try to protect the rating? Yes, in my opinion, but it's your decision.
So I have one more question, Ben. Is 2 weeks enough time for you to sit down and work with this company to negotiate what we feel is on the better half and bring it back to a subcommittee?
I think I can get getting the contract in form, that should be enough time, as long as I have, because I can call Attorney Marcus tomorrow. We've done this in Newtown. My firm has done this in Newtown. There are a lot of other communities that do this routinely. So it's not like we're doing something completely, kind of off the cuff here. What it's going to be is it's going to be a contract. It's going to state what everyone's rights and obligations are. And as I said, I believe you were out of the room, but if we have a payment plan presently, they will honor any payment plan that the city has with any constituents, as long as that constituent continues to make those payments. They will also purchase succeeding tax year liens that go unpaid. So, and they will continue to do that until they are brought current by the taxpayer or they foreclose and resell the property. So the city will be made whole in each year forward that any taxes go unpaid or the third-party vendor runs the risk of losing their priority. But I believe within 2 weeks I should have a draft contract for your review. And the major issue is I got to get to the WPCA, and then I got to merge the WPCA liens in with the real estate liens into a list. But for your purposes, I think the real estate liens are all that you would need.
It's only real estate. It's not personal property.
Only real estate.
Not motor vehicle.
Only real estate.
Drew, 2 weeks would be enough to sit down with Corporation Counsel and look at the list that you spoke about as far as properties that we may not want to move forward with?
100%. I mean, this is important enough that if we need to work over the weekends, we should. And if there's a, if people want to get together and go over the list, I strongly suggest, you know, even if you wanted to have a almost like a subcommittee with the economic development concerns present, so that we're not giving up opportunities like the properties right in the middle of our redevelopment zone that we may not want to give away. We want to maintain those because we don't want to give something up that's now going to cause a maybe a three-year block on a development that we're trying to move forward. So, you know, we need to, yes, we need to act, but we need to act intelligently, and we need to act with everything in mind.
Bring it to you in 2 weeks. Go to Ops in 2 weeks. So, Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to authorize Corporation Counsel and the Mayor to negotiate with a tax lien company contract in regards to the real estate properties overdue taxes that we would like to move forward with and to bring it to the Operations Committee at their next meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried.
I'm going to just abstain right now. So it doesn't matter, but I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So carried. Uh, 8.4, road bonds project.
8.4.1, release of retainage for phase 5 of the road bond. Move to release the retainage to Layden Industries for phase 5 of the road bond project in the amount of $17,738.26 on invoice 11738 and $7,171.91 on invoice 11734.
Have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried.
8.4.2, update on replacement of fencing on Derby Greenway Riverwalk. The only reason I have this on here again is because 8 months ago, the Road Bond Committee passed a motion to replace the Greenway rails. 7 months ago, this full board passed that motion to move ahead and get the rails done. And last month, we were told that they were going out to bid the next day, and I don't have any action or anything, so.
Going in the paper on Sunday, July 14th, the bids will be received Monday, July 29th at 10 a.m. A preview meeting will be held here on Wednesday, July 17th at 9 a.m. It's going from Division Street to Main Street.
This is a recording.
That's it.
This, you're on tape.
Yeah.
Ed, you're right
there, it's already at the Main Register.
Just the Division to Main.
At the bridge.
Division to Main.
At the bridge. Right, that whole strip.
That's all we have. Mm-hmm,
the three-tier rail system.
For now.
Yep.
And then Ed, what's
depending
going
on? Depending what the price comes in at, then we can go further. I can also add that the state work on the Commodore Hall Bridge is completed. They've moved out. The company has come in to repair and replace any rails that were taken out.
Okay. Due to that project.
Due to the bridge project. They also are replacing a section of walkway where they had the temporary walkway out into the parking lot so that they can work on the bridge. That's going to be removed, the walkway will be replaced. Any rails that were taken are damaged. They started to work today. So after they're done, we'll know what we need to do down there. But this
we definitely have the money to do that whole section there.
Yeah, we
yeah.
should have enough.
We should have. Mm-hmm.
Ed, they're repairing the exist where it was blocked off, that part of the walkway, the pavement, not the temporary one that was under the bridge. Well, this goes
the
under
temporary
the bridge,
one in, that went into the parking lot is being removed.
All right.
They're going to repair
the
that
repair
original
the original one.
Piece
okay.
Because they needed to put scaffolding.
No, I know. It's a mess. Yeah. I wasn't clear of the way you said it, so that's why I just want to make sure that. Yeah, that's okay.
And you saw the letter. Even people are starting to notice those Greenway trail rails, how
this
bad
was my
they
letter.
Are. And everything.
That's not my handwriting.
And I just
and we did go for a grant, and you knew that deep, but we didn't get it.
Yeah. I just have one question, too. Going back to the tickets put on our website, one woman does discuss the fact of maybe putting up some type of snow fencing or something to keep the geese from coming from the water up and laying on the track. I don't walk the Greenway. My wife's on there twice a day, but...
It's not going to work, because they fly.
Yeah, but it's a narrow section like this. Excellent.
Nice try, Charlie.
We do from time to time receive suggestions as to what we could do about the geese. I haven't brought any of them.
Nothing's humane.
And that's what we wrote back to this young lady, right?
That the geese fly?
It has to be either, I talk to them, like tell them to get out of my way, or I could clap. You clap, they move. I don't think people, whoever wrote this, if you know what it's done, to clap.
But we had a problem with the geese down here, and who did we call? We called somebody, and they came down and took a bunch.
Well, you know, they were feeding them.
A woman was feeding them then and bring them. But didn't somebody come down and said they would remove some for us or help us with that problem? I thought they did.
All right, any other questions? Legitimate questions?
Or you can get selfish, you know.
Because birds fly, we know that. So come on, let's go.
Thank you. We'll lift that one down, Charlie.
All right.
July 14th, huh?
Okay, new business, number 9. 9.1, contract for fireworks, July 3rd, 2019. Move to approve the contract between the City of Derby, Central Maine Pyrotechnics, dated June 17, 2019, amount of $13,500.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to apologize for not having this on last month's agenda, but we didn't sign the contract until June 17th after last month. I will state that next year this should be priority in the actually going out for the RFP, because I know we're looking to go out for RFP next year with the town of Shelton. Unlike this year and the last couple of years, will be on the agenda. So I apologize for bringing this one to the table late, but I would ask that we move to approve the contract between the City of Derby and Central Maine Pyrotechnics dated June 17th in the amount of $13,500.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Mayor, I would just suggest we add to the motion that it's being done non-pro-tunk.
Non-pro-tunk.
And the reason, the meaning for non-pro-tunk is it's as if it were. So as if you approved it in advance, even if you're approving it after the fact, just so the record reflects that it applies retroactively.
Okay. For the discussion, historically, the fireworks have been between like $10,000 and this price, so we probably wouldn't even have to go out. I think we did years ago, but we wouldn't have to buy our charter because it's under the under the 15.
Yeah.
But,
correct me if I'm wrong, but Town of Shelton went out for their own this year, and we went out for our own this year, and we both signed with the same company, just so happens. But next year, in hope to get a bigger bang for the buck, we're going to combine the RFP.
We always did.
Well, guess what?
I don't remember even going out for this.
Okay.
This year.
Right. That's why I'm saying this will be rectified next year.
You're here.
I'm going to be here. Come on, Clark.
Any other discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I'm voting no.
Abstain?
I'm voting no for the principal.
Okay.
All right. 9.2, accept donations for July 3rd, 2019 fireworks. Move to accept donations for the 2019 fireworks in the amount of $14,449.96. I have a second.
Mr. Mayor, once again, I'm going to move to accept the donations for 2019 fireworks in the amount of $14,449.96, non-proton.
Thank you.
Ian also explained that donations come in up to pretty much the day of the fireworks. So it's hard to put something like this on the agenda because you can't.
We've only done it twice. We've done it after because they haven't been in. So.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's why it's on the agenda for tonight.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Tommy did.
All right, any other discussion? I'd just like to thank Pam for doing a great job and making all, getting all the donations and...
Second. Good job, man.
You know, keeping the, saving the taxpayers some money there. Good
job. We have $2,500 towards next year already, too.
No point in time.
So you got to take your...
99% vendor gets the city of Jersey, it's on there.
Yeah.
Give money, they get money from the city.
Absolutely. All right, do I have, all in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? No? So carry. No, 9.3, agreement to access the Housatonic River under the Commonwealth Bridge, discussion and possible action.
I would just maybe, Attorney Marino could get us some other information on this, but the woman from the state actually indicates that the state has a right of way, and it's under the bridge.
Yep.
So, which, and she says the city owns property on each side of it. So that right of way has expanded because that bridge wasn't as wide as it was. It started smaller when they put the, when it started, when they put that bridge in.
Mm-hmm.
But how, they don't come down there and maintain anything there. What are they maintaining? They're maintaining it now because they just did work.
Right.
But there's never been an issue. So
correct.
There's, that boat launch is not, is it in the right of way? Do we know for a fact that it is in the right of way that they claim is theirs?
I cannot say I know for a fact. I am told that it is in the right of way. The issue I find to be ludicrous, personally, that a state would interfere with the municipality's ability to provide public safety, and I find it unconscionable that this is even a discussion. I made that point known when I sent an email to Representative Clarice. She connected me with her assistant, who is connecting me with the commissioner to address this issue. I am told that while the state wants us to enter into a written agreement that there will be no monetary costs to the city beyond installation of a breakaway gate. So the goal is to prevent public access, but to allow the city to continue to use the ramp, which I understand may be in need of some repair, but use the ramp for its emergency purposes.
And that's what we talked about last month, and I know you sent us all the email, but I'm still, that ramp, is it, don't you have a constitutional right to like launch off it?
You know,
into the water? But again, you know, where is that right away? I mean, is it truly theirs? I mean, is that ramp theirs?
Yeah, right. And
any access to the waterway is actually not controlled by DOT. It's actually deep, CT deep, and they're not happy with the condition of that ramp. So they had a joint decision between DOT and DEP to shut down the ramp based on the condition thereof, in addition to the fact that they say it's within the right of way.
It doesn't even show up on their website. I looked that up too.
That's what they said, that it's not even a state sponsored ramp, and it was never supposed to be for public use.
But it's not a state sponsored.
It's been used for years.
I think it's a historical ramp that was probably put in there and used as it has been.
But the long short of it is, I had a conversation with Ms. Fedor earlier this week. She says that state DOT is more than willing to allow us emergency access with the written agreement, which originally when I shared with you folks and when she shared with me, has a monetary amount on it, as a lease amount. That would be waived for municipality as long as a letter from the mayor is submitted for the public interest of emergency service access only. And the provision was that the District 4 would work with our public works to give the proper permitting to make sure the work was done right, and that we would be responsible for putting in a gate and then providing DOT with a key to that gate.
So are we doing that?
That's what I would like to do, but that's kind of...
Ultimately, yeah.
We're
so
still
that
waiting.
We're still waiting.
Because all leases have been canceled in the whole state under bridges.
Right. Yeah. And so what we're going to do is once we'll get the document, and then ultimately we'll bring the document back to here.
The motion would be to allow the mayor to submit a letter for the public interest of emergency services to gain immediate access back to that ramp.
So we'll make the request, we'll get the document, we'll bring the document back for your approval.
What happens if we have to get in there right now?
Are the Jersey barriers still up?
Yeah.
So are we going to back our fire department just to move those barriers if they have to get a vote in?
They can't, they got to go.
As a board, are we going to say?
I would honestly say, Ed, take the backhoe down there tomorrow and move it.
I mean, emergency situation.
It's like right now, they're not working, the fire department has a rescue truck, they can pull those barriers right out. Are we going to back our fire department if they have to get in there for an emergency?
Or Tracy.
That's my question.
My answer is.
As a board?
Coming, yes.
Okay.
Public safety is number one in my book.
Yep. So the state can do whatever they want then, but until they come up with something, if we have to get in there, our guys know they have our support.
Some research had to be done prior to us implementing an ordinance for a parking fee down there. Where is that?
Again, we own all that property. We have a right of way. We own both sides of that right of way. That's like, where is that right of way going?
Under the bridge.
You have an access easement that crosses the state's properties too, because the city has land on both sides of what the state land is, and you have an easement to cross for purpose of accessing your land. They're saying that easement is limited for that purpose only, and so therefore, what I said to them, instead of granting us a lease, simply expand the easement that's in place to allow the city emergency access through the ramp.
Right.
Right.
They're not maintaining that parking lot.
Correct.
But we're maintaining the parking lot. So they cut down the trees. Our city has been she says here, we have the easement. We have a right to pass under the bridge because that's theirs. I want to know, does it expand over to that launch? That launch is not under the bridge.
It's under the bridge.
It's over a little bit more.
And it's 75 feet on each side of the bridge. That's what she's telling us.
From the eye, it looks half of it's under the bridge.
Half is under the bridge and half is.
We definitely need more research because we put an ordinance in place to park on that.
I know we want the emergency exit, but my further, which is what I said last month about the emergency access, but still, is this, what is ours, what is theirs? And so we don't have any.
Well, we had a map. Don't they have the map? Shows it.
That map is sort of boundary on it.
Get the map the Indians drew.
But when we got the pricing for the operations procedures, they have the permits and everything. Didn't Franny do research on that and make maps and everything?
I went back trying to find this. We've been talking about that ordinance started in 2012.
So, Attorney Marino, just to keep the matter going and try to make it accessible for emergency, would it be appropriate this time to just allow the mayor to write a letter stating that?
Do what you got to do.
That is step one in the process.
Yep.
So that has to be done in any event, and that's a triggering event to move the matter forward. So I would recommend you do that. And then in the interim, I'll work with Andrew and the state to try to put together a package for you so you know meets and bounds and rights and ways. So for when you ultimately get to the issue of whether or not you're going to enter into an agreement with the state, you'll have all the information before you that you need.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, I'll make a motion that we authorize the mayor to write a letter to the state of Connecticut Department of Transportation requesting access for public safety only at the boat ramp in accordance with putting up, you have to put up a gate, right? Is that what you?
Barrier, yeah, gate.
In accordance to putting up a removable gate at the entrance.
Deeper DOT.
But DOT.
DOT.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So carried. 9.4.
Mayor, just to go back one item regarding the accepting of the donations for the fireworks.
Yes.
Just to clarify for the record, the issue was to, on the agenda, was to accept the donations in the amount of
$49.96.
But, and there was a comment that was made about there's $2,500 left, but there were also additional expenses that go with the fireworks. A $100 permit from the state of Connecticut to get a fireworks permit, and then $1,905 in fire police expenses that came out of the money that was raised.
So that's not out of this $1,500 left over from last year? That's last year's, now we gotta take that.
$1,500, the $14,449, which is $15,949.96, if the expenses total $15,505, leaving a balance in the account of $444.96 for next year.
I think Ron was spitballing the balance of the account.
I was doing the $14,409 minus the $13,500 this year, giving us $949, added to the $1,500, that's what I did. I didn't know there was other expenses.
Yeah, there was carried over plus, yeah, it's good spitball.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Across the plate.
But I didn't know that the geese could fly. That's gonna come up.
Property, they wouldn't be flying.
That's gonna come up every meeting, I just.
9.4, Charlie.
9.4, resolution authorizing the issuance of refunding bonds. Discussion possible action.
Wait, no, senior center.
Oh, I'm sorry, senior center, that's 9.5.
9.4.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, I'd like to move to accept the monetary donation for the Derby Senior Center, Inc. Deposit the monetary donation into the general fund. I don't like this way. Deposit the monetary donation into a specific line item under the senior center, restricting that the donation proceeds be used solely for the purpose of providing transportation to senior citizens based on the recommendation of the Derby Senior Center director and approval of the Board of Aldermen. I would add to that that this fund, this line item will be carried over year to year until all funds are expended and not returned to the general fund on a yearly basis.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Go ahead.
Well,
that is that money, right?
So we have a bit of a dilemma, only because the only signatory on this is the current director. We have items coming up on our agenda that may change that fact. It's hard for me to explain. Maybe Attorney Marino can explain it easier, but it's a $25,000 that they hold over there on their own, yet are trying to use for the senior center, and we just feel that it's a city agency with a private bank account.
It's been there for years, too.
It's been there for years.
So on Tuesday, Drew, Sal, and I went over to the senior center and had a meeting with their board, and we discussed it with them. The board expressed major reservations if the money were turned over to the city, that the city wouldn't just take the money and use it for other purposes. They were very, very concerned about that. We assured them that ultimately, if the money was transferred or donated to the city, that it could be reserved for its intended purpose. But just so we're all aware of the current owner of this fund is the Orange Senior Citizens
Derby Senior Citizens.
Derby, I'm sorry, where, I don't even know where I am, sorry. Suffering, I need Tylenol. The Derby Senior Citizens Corporation, Inc. There's a bank account. The signatory on it is Ms. Churchill, currently, who is the current director of the Senior Center. While all matters remain consistent as they currently exist, because we don't know what tomorrow may bring, we thought it would be best, since their board voted and adopted a resolution to donate this to the city, that we accept the money so that transfer can happen, and that any signatory on the account at a future moment wouldn't be in a position where they could refuse to withdraw the money and transfer it. Because we don't know what the current state of our employment relationship is going to be with anyone in the future. So we felt that instead of deferring this and running the risk of having personalities intervene, that we, since the board adopted a resolution to give the money to the city, that we should do that now, and then we can put forward to the subcommittee the proposal to acquire the bus and then the van for the seniors using a portion of that money, which is what they want, and then that can come back to the board at a future date.
We're not looking to take their money. My thing is we have a city organization that has a private fund on the side.
Right.
Look at, and I'm not going to say it's happening here, but what I'm saying is that's like, it could be abused.
Right.
This way, if the city has a line item that carries that fund over year after year, any purchase order that goes against it has to be approved through our finance department. That's a check and balance. Otherwise, we're giving $25,000 to the senior center that they could do anything they want with. And if somebody wants to go on a trip to Hawaii because she's the only signatory on it, and I'm not saying this is happening, it's going to come back to haunt the city.
I don't have any problem with that, but right now, what? And if we have the problem, because we have a signatory problem, because she's no longer going to be employed, but the purpose is solely here for transportation. That's what you're indicating.
For seniors.
For seniors.
Right. So, but that would be the only purpose.
So they can go on trips.
That's how
they take whatever trips they want to take.
That's how it was donated.
That's it. That's what it was donated for.
But.
And we're going to hold to that.
I don't want to jam us up at operations and procedure. You're saying solely for providing transportation.
Right.
So you're talking next operations procedure to purchase a bus.
Right.
Just for transportation. They need the money for something else there. They won't be able to use it.
We discussed with them specifically because someone said, well, you know, we were thinking about maybe using the money to put blinds on the windows and say, well, you can't do that.
All right.
And they fully understood that. If they wanted to run a program to run a bus to New York City to bring seniors to a Broadway show, the money could be used for that purpose.
Right.
If you wanted to go to the Mohegan Sun or do something else,
they're
you could do
it. They're going to run out if they're going to buy a bus and they're going to go.
Okay. Well, I don't suggest the bus.
Or walk in or whatever,
if they wanted to go to West Point for a football game.
Yeah.
Right. That's the transportation.
That was the spirit behind the donation given to them.
And then they can subtract it off
horses. Through sales office.
Yeah, the bus is only $5,000.
Right. But it was my understanding that, first of all, it's while you do have a department that sort of has, it feels like they have access to the money, technically it's a non-profit that owns the money, and it's not the department of the city that has any control over the money.
Bad things can happen.
But bad things have happened, and that's why we're doing it.
Okay, so we have a motion.
Can I ask a question? If they buy one of these vans from Valley Transit,
yep.
Now somebody's got to hire a driver.
And we're looking into that. So with a CDL.
So is that going to come out of the 25 or no?
That is up. That is part of the discussion when you talk about the van.
Yeah. That's transportation, yes. It's involved with that.
Transportation plus their budget that they have in there.
But you have to, and you know, you'll have to take it into consideration because it's an ongoing expense.
Insurance.
Right.
So then when the $25,000 runs out,
then they're not going on any more trips unless they budget for it.
And nobody's paying for the bus driver.
That's right. Unless the city gives them money, or they have money that they build up.
When you say we're going to New York City, it's $25 a person, whatever, and that takes care of the driver. You know, I'm just, you know, guessing something like that would happen.
Yeah, they may make some money on these trips that they can. Yeah, but this money's been in that account for 10 years, and nobody can touch it.
It'll be a line item that they can access. So
yeah,
it's just a line item that's not going to go away until it's zeroed out.
But we've had it for 15 years now. So,
or they request more money.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, good.
So we got a first and second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.5.
Oh, all right, now 9.5. Resolution authorizing the issuance of refunding bonds. Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion that we authorize the issuance of refunding bonds for payment of all or a portion of the outstanding principal of an interest and any call premium on the City of Derby's $2,980,000 general obligation refunding serial note dated March 15, 2013, $3,880,000 general obligation refunding bond issue of 2015, Series A, and $8,580,000 general obligation bond issued of 2015 Series B, and $12,580,000 general obligation bonds issue of 2018 and costs related thereto.
A lot of numbers. What is it?
Second. What does it mean?
Birds can't fly.
Okay.
Do you have a second?
A second.
All right. Discussion.
All right. If I may, I spoke to Mrs. McLiberty earlier this evening, and this is another point of the eight steps of the mitigation plan, the budget mitigation plan. This is a component part that's essential to restoring the fund balance. In year one, this refinance is going to put $1.8 million into the city coffers, and in year two, it'll put $1.5 million into the city coffers. Payments will not start until year three. The cost for the associated with the issuance of the bond is roughly $75,000. Those are costs that you would incur anytime you go out for bonding. You were currently scheduled to do a bond refinance in October. So by doing it now, what we're doing is basically, instead of doing it twice, we're doing it once, according to Mr. McLiberty. And so you're actually, from that perspective, potentially saving money because you're only having one issuance expense instead of two issuance expense. You are saving money also because the interest rate is lower. So it is the recommendation of your city treasurer that you approve this resolution.
It's going to be lower next month.
I beg your pardon?
The interest rate's going to be lower next month. Mm-hmm. October, we'd get money cheaper.
I don't know what interest rates are going to do. I'm simply reporting what I was told.
But you said we're saving money and everything. You don't know that for a fact.
Well, I do, because the interest rate is lower than what you're currently paying, and the interest rate's going to be lower, so your payments are ultimately going to be lower. You are going to have the first 2 years where you're not going to have to make any payments. So the scheduled payments in your budget for bond repayments can go straight into your general fund, which will help restore the general fund and help build it toward the 10% threshold that we're...
So what's the interest rate?
Where is Mrs.? Oh, let me see.
You're not going to know the interest rate until you go out to the market.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see if he had a range.
Well, he should know what it is now if he's saying it's going to be lower.
He couldn't be here?
No, he's stuck in New York City tonight. Here's the other problem, too. While Mr. Marino's looking that up, once again, as he stated earlier, next week we have a bond rating meeting. So even if we hold this off until October, when it was scheduled to be done anyhow,
hello?
Based upon our bond rating,
hey, hold on one sec. Hey,
we will get,
which is,
may or may not go down, we will get penalized for that, and our interest rate still won't be as good as what we could get today with what our bond rating is currently on the books.
So, Mr. President, I have Ms. McLiberty on the phone. Keith, would you be able to tell us what the current interest rate is on the bonds that we'd be refinancing?
We're currently sitting at 2.9 on one of them and 2.7. The interest that current market conditions are bearing are at a 50-year low. So if you look at your 10-year treasury bill, that's kind of what municipal bonds trade at, and 10 years are down below 2%. So the market, we won't know the actual rate till we go out to bond, but all the analysts are saying it's going to be lower than the current bond rate that we're paying. So we're going to get savings on that end. So by pushing the T, which is the term out, to actually have the interest rate, you won't know till you go to market. But the indicators are showing that the 10-year treasury is below 2,
which is going to give us favorable rates, lower than what we're paying today.
So Keith, when that bond rate goes down, if the Feds reduce the rate in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, whenever they do it, are we going to catch that?
Powell indicated he's going to go down, I thought he said 25 basis points. That will impact the T rate, which we could catch it. I thought he said he's going to lower it next Fed meeting, which is in 2 weeks, correct?
Right.
So here's the problem with that, Ron, is the market started to kind of account for that already. If you look at the Treasury, it already dipped in the last 2 days. So as you know, information is instantaneous now. So some could argue that his indication of a drop has already been accounted for in the market. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but the 10-year Treasury is at a prime spot right now for us to catch it. Now, if it drops a little more, maybe another 20 basis points, it's only going to help us.
Right.
But right now, even if it was today, Ron, we're going to be well below where we are right now.
When would you actually go to the market if this got approved tonight?
Well, approved tonight, we have a bond rating call on the 23rd. We're preparing the OSs, and we're going to be going to the market.
Treasury yield 10 years closed at 2.12 today.
I'm sorry, can you just, you go to market when?
September.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Keith?
Keith, the call you have on the 23rd in regards to the City of Derby's bond rating, do you expect it to go up, stay the same, based upon our current financial condition? And how does that affect us?
We're not going up. What we're trying to hold on to is our current rating. I do expect a downgrade of one or two notches. What we're looking to do with that 8-point plan, we would have executed three of the, well, if you did the lien sale, I'm sorry I'm not there, I'm in New York on business, but we will have executed a plan that we can show the rating agencies that we'll have over $2 million back into the fund balance, which will help us. If we go into that call in a negative position, we're not going to come out favorably. If we go into that call and we show them that we've taken swift and decisive action, putting $1.8 million in the fund balance as of October 1, if you do the tax lien sale, that's another million. Plus, we have the two defers of the pension, that's another million. We're going to go into that call showing that we're putting $3 million back into the bank. That's going to help us tremendously, Mr. Chairman.
And one more question, Keith. If we hold off on this until after that call, at what time does our rating come out, and would that hurt us if we did drop in our rating to try to do this in October?
You can't do it in October because we're going to market anyway for more sewer bonds, and we're trying to do it as one issuance. And if we wait, we're not going to be able to do that, and we're going to wind up paying double issuance costs because we're going to have to do it after the October issue for the sewer. It behooves us to do it before the rating call because we want to show that we've taken action by boards to restore fund balance.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Keith?
Well, what's the long-term cost of refinancing this bond on the tail end of the bond?
I'm sorry.
What's the long-term cost associated with the refinance?
I can't give you a definitive cost because the interest rate is going to drive what the principal and the interest is on the bond when it's packaged together at the sale. So that's going to be more favorable, right? So if the interest rate's lower than the current bond holding, that's a net savings. Then we added time, which is the element is called T. Time goes out, we're adding one more year at the tail end. That's a cost. So if you were just to take everything net equal, the net present value, you're probably looking at $1.5 million. But remember, we're issuing over $20 million worth of bonds in October. So I could give you a hard number once we have a price, because interest, it's like a mortgage. You don't know what the total mortgage payment is gonna be until you have the interest rate, right? And that's gonna be the cost. That's the new money.
Any other questions?
It's like, just to clarify, it's just like any time we did any other bond, when we did road bonds or whatever, we approved the face value, right? And then we don't know what the payment is until we go to market with the face value. So this is just doing the same things as if we did a road bond, a roof bond. It's the same process. The only difference is this doesn't require a public approval because we already have the bond approval granted to us. We're just refinancing it.
Keith, maybe you can just answer. It's me, Barb. I don't know. Attorney Gillette is our bond counsel. And maybe you can't answer this question, but
it came on
the agenda tonight.
No,
so
hold on a second. There's a plane going away. I can't hear you. Hold on.
A plane. Okay. Is it a bird or a plane?
It's a plane.
You're at the airport.
Sorry, go ahead.
You can't make this up tonight. You really can't. Can't make it up. But Attorney Gillette is our bond counsel. You know, my concern, as always, is like this. We put this on tonight. So, you know, the public doesn't know. I mean, I know it's critical. It's critical. And why did we not know, like, get this sooner? And then it might not be your answer. If you don't have to answer that, if it's not your answer. But why did we not get this sooner?
The numbers and the detail, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and the schedule that, quite honestly, we all felt it was next Thursday. We didn't expect it to be tonight. And then it was last night when we said, oh, shit, the meeting's tomorrow. And then that's why you got it down, because we finished on Monday or Tuesday. There was a draft July 2nd that came out, but we were still doing some analysis to understand what the tax-exempt portion of the bond was going to be, and that wasn't finished until, I think, late Monday night, Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
And Doug Gillette, he totally is aware that it's a minute being added on. He said he had no problem with that because it's not like a regular bond where you're doing a public hearing, and this money's already been approved by the voters.
Okay.
Any more questions? Okay. All right. So
thanks, Keith.
We first and second.
Okay, I'll leave you on the phone until the vote's over.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So we got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried.
I'm an abstain, too.
You need five votes.
And I'll abstain, too.
One, two.
Abstain.
Motion fails.
When's he coming back? Maybe we can have a special meeting and...
Well, we're going to have to.
Yeah, they did shut it down kind of fast.
I get it, but when you said the numbers weren't done until Tuesday night.
We couldn't put the Valley Fire Chief's thing on, but we could shut this in.
I don't have the Valley Fire Chief's thing. Give me the Valley Fire Chief's thing. We'll put it on, Ron.
I asked you if I could put it on today, and I would have
had
it.
So the motion failed. All right, Keith, the motion did not pass because of the lack of making five votes.
Okay.
All right.
Going overhead.
We'll talk to you when you get back.
Cheers.
All right. 10, old business. Number 11, two executive session. Have motion going to 11 in executive session.
Make a motion to go to executive session.
We have a second?
Second.
Drew
back.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.